Taylor and Jason are best friends. While doing yoga in the park, they spotted the StoryCorps mobile bus, and their curiosity led them to eventually interviewing one another. While at StoryCorps, they both venture into a deep conversation about life and death. From reincarnation to the afterlife, these two try to answer the questions of life, as well as pose their own questions of what being alive and dying truly means.
How do you feel about deep questions?
Go for it.
Okay. Have you experienced any miracles in your life?
You'd think I'd remember, wouldn't you?
Require that you recognized it, I guess, as a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
You might have, but not assigned it that way.
Right. I mean, I guess it's not in the same way that everyone would think about a miracle, right? But I, the way that I observe the world is, I see the universe as a miracle, right, in itself. I might call it more magic, but, you know, it's just seeing it all happen and unfold and, like, all these different people colliding into each other and different outcomes happening and it's kind of shaping the surface of the universe or the Earth's surface as we know it. It's like, I did this project in architecture and it was to describe a beautiful place. And so, you know, I sat around all semester. I pretty much procrastinated, you know, all the way until the last week. And I was sitting on my porch and I saw this, like, this whirl of wind, like, scoop up, like, leaves and debris and, like, turn it into this spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to me that it was, like, this all-powerful wind kind of slowly molding the surface of the Earth, right? Like, it's a tiny little bit, like, speck by speck, but eventually, like, it would have the power to carve, you know, a canyon or a mountain face or, you know, it changes lives even though it's super subtle. And so I see a miracle in that. Let me ask you one of these deep questions here.
Okay.
I'll just throw it right back at you. Do you believe in the afterlife?
Oh, hell yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, I don't even know. I don't know how people don't believe in the afterlife. I don't believe in hell. I think that hell is, like, of our making in this life or the next,
mm-hmm.
that, like, our consciousness kind of plays, continues to carry over just without form. And, yeah, I don't know how, I don't know why I believe in the afterlife.
I don't think you need a reason.
Yeah.
You can feel it out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like, let me feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like our world itself is so expansive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much that we don't know but also get glimpses of that, like, that doesn't make sense to end.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's there's, like, a burning within and you don't feel like it could be extinguished by something like death.
Right. Like, what is death? Back at you. Answer that.
Let's
one.
Find out.
Yeah. Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a way to jump to the next experience. I'm not so sure that I believe reincarnation that one day I'll be another human on Earth, but I think I'll take another form somehow.
Mm.
I don't know what that shape is or what that purpose is or what those experiences that I'll encounter then are, but they're just a part of it.
I've asked my mom to reincarnate. I'm like, Mom, get back here. Be my baby.
Come on back. Maybe she's here now.
Yeah, I hope not. Jeez.
Oh.
I feel like the afterlife is probably a little, like, resting zone a little bit.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
Rest up and then come back.
Right. Okay. Recharging.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for doing this with me.
Thanks for dragging me into it. I had fun.
A little wild. Mm. Yeah, it's been fun.
Thank you.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.